Jurors in New York continue deliberating today in a case involving a phony pilot's uniform and license. In mid-September, security officials at Kennedy International Airport stopped an Egyptian man who had the fake items. He's charged with lying to investigators and carrying forged documents. A defense attorney says the FAA document was forged to impress the man's girlfriend. The government has said it has no evidence that the man was part of a terrorist plot. But prosecutors say he appeared to fit the profile of the men who on September 11th turned jetliners into weapons. Shortly after the September 11th attacks, religious people of many faiths descended on the area near Ground Zero. Most are Christians. Some have set up prayer stations where they hand out pamphlets and offer to pray for you. New York City has a reputation as a place filled with jaded, world-weary citizens, but as NPR's Margot Adler reports, near the rubble of the World Trade Center, cynicism seems to disappear.
Almost everywhere you go near Ground Zero, you will see people wearing red aprons. They stand next to small wooden structures that say prayer station. They hand out leaflets, Bibles, and other literature, including a pamphlet about September 11th entitled Fallen But Not Forgotten. They come for a day, a week, a month, from all over the United States. They strike up conversations with passersby. Here on Broadway, only yards from the lines of tourists shuffling slowly toward the Ground Zero viewing platform, stands Isaiah Wood. He's 30 years old, originally from Reno, Nevada, and he's with a group called Youth with a Mission. Since coming here 2 months ago, he spent 60% of his time, he says, working the graveyard shift, feeding workers at Ground Zero. The other 40% of his time is here at the prayer stations.
Primarily, we're here to try and get people to focus upward. And if they're still grieving, we're here to pray for them to help them get through the grieving process. We're here to pray for jobs if they need a job, pray for their health, pray for their family. We're here to say, look, God is, he's not distant.
25 of these mobile prayer stations have been built, although only 5 or 10 may be out on a given day, perhaps 3 on a really cold day. Emblazoned on the red apron that Isaiah Wood is wearing is a picture of hands in prayer with the words, prayer changes things. Wood says he's not trying to convert people.
We're just saying, hey, God, yeah, of course, God of the Bible, but the struggle is to try and have a sense of who may need some prayer, who would be interested in this, and gently, genuinely, lovingly break into their day a little bit and say, look, hey, stop running so hard, stop trying to just get to the next thing. Take a minute to just realize that you're loved and you're cared about, and there are people that are here for you if you need them. So typical day includes that, includes handing out a lot of literature, freezing your cahootie off, and trying to find a bathroom somewhere, man. That's been one of our greatest challenges. So
the prayer stations were started back in 1992, according to Nick Savoca, who heads the Metro New York chapter of Youth with a Mission, an interdenominational Christian group with a doctrine, he says, fairly close to Billy Graham's. The original idea was helping people who were depressed during the holidays. Savoca says after September 11th, they decided to expand the prayer stations.
We feel that if we're going to share our faith, it comes out naturally, and so we're not Bible banging, but out to just help people to know that we are Christians representing God's broken heart over New York.
Savoca says teams from 20 different states have come to New York since September 11th, some 2,000 people, and that some 20,000 people have been prayed for. Cheryl Halbert is from San Antonio, Texas. She's only 17, and it's her first full day in New York City.
It's very cold, not anything like Texas. We're just here to help pray and be there for the people of the city, and they seem to want a lot of them want it, and I'm glad for that.
Annie Levy, a New Yorker who passes by, asks for a prayer, and Christine Villelos, who is originally from the Philippines, obliges.
Father, thank you for Annie, Lord God, that you will just bless her, Lord, that you will reveal your love to her and your comfort, Lord God, that you will protect her, Lord.
Levy says she didn't want a special prayer.
I just wanted everything to be okay.
When asked what she thinks of the prayer station, she says they're not aggressive, they're sweet. Arthur Smilios, who lost his job in the World Trade Center some months before the attacks and says he's lucky, says the prayer stations create a good feeling.
I like it. I think that prayer couldn't hurt. I appreciate what everybody's been doing coming into New York and helping because it's been tough.
Halbert and Woods say they do get grief from some people.
Yeah, I've had a couple of negative people. I'll hand them the flower and they'll throw it back at me, but that's all right. That's all right.
I had one guy threaten to kill me, but besides that, He was having an off day.
One passerby says prayer is a private matter. The few people who reveal negative comments don't want to be recorded or refuse to give their names. But an Orthodox Jew in a black coat who would only give his name as Chaim stares at the prayer station approvingly.
I guess people are asking questions after what happened over here. I mean, I was inside. I was in the building when it happened. So I can expect people's reactions are, to find some solace.
Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.